Teachers Union, Karen Lewis. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
So we heard a little bit of, I don't know if you heard the montage, a little bit of frustration from parents. Delegates, House of Delegates expected to take another vote today. I know you said you're not a predictor, but what happens, just to help parents understand the whole process, what happens if the House of Delegates votes to continue the strike?
Then the strike will be continued.
But the simple answer. But again, parents are still, you know, as we heard one parent say, I don't know why they just don't work this out while kids go back to school. So perhaps more from a procedural standpoint on your end, what happens if they do continue the strike?
Well, the issue is that if the House of Delegates continues to vote to continue the strike, we will still be on strike. It's not about rebargaining at this point. So the key is the vote today will be whether to suspend the strike. And from what I'm hearing from a lot of teachers and paraprofessionals and clinicians, that they really want to get back to work too. They've had time to look at the language. So I have a feeling that what will come out of this today will be a lot of healthy debate. And that ultimately a decision whether to suspend the strike or not will be taken. And I think that people that really want to go back to work will be able to make the argument to do that.
You know, when delegates brought the framework for the tentative deal back to teachers, there was some frustration, some questions, some disappointments. One of the disappointments, I guess, was that it was just a summary. Are you getting any sense that, you know, what is your sense, I guess, of the level of frustration that you're hearing from teachers, that this isn't settled, that they were perhaps expecting union leadership to come back and say, okay, this is what it is, and now it's time for you to vote. But I guess people wonder, you know, about the union leadership that this is what we do, and we come to you and almost the expectation is that they'll support what was agreed upon, but there was, like I said, there's been a lot of frustration out there among teachers.
Well, a lot of frustration is due to the fact that, you know, people will never get exactly what they want in a contract. So the contract also will not solve all of our social ills and a lot of the things that we have to contend with. That is one of the big problems. But on the other hand, people also understand that these are austerity times, that there are things that they would like to have that they can't at this moment. But I think the key is that people do not understand that this union is based on a completely different way. The union leadership does not tell the members what to do. And I think that's so hard for most people because they're like, well, why can't you just go and tell them to go back to work?
But do teachers have certain expectations of the union, even though you have mentioned it is a democratic process, but because there is leadership, there are these expectations, and when those expectations are not met, then there's that level of disappointment. And I have to say, even the way you're talking right now is sort of a change in the way you've talked publicly before. You know, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't remember you saying these are times of austerity.
And they are.
I know you're saying that now, but I don't recall you saying that earlier. And I'm just wondering if you've changed your sort of approach.
I don't think so at all. What I've said from the very beginning and what I told the delegates when I presented the framework, which was on Friday, I said, look, this is an austerity contract. This is not a contract of we can get all that we want. Now, if you hear the board spin it, oh, they're so generous, they've done all these things, that because they have never planned to include steps and lanes, so they think that they've given something. Our members already have steps and lanes, so they expect those things to happen and more.
We also have – go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
We also have with us Becky Vivi, who's been reporting on this. She had a question for you.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
I am well.
Good.
Thank you.
I have a quick question about tonight. You know, I guess I'm wondering if, you know, on Sunday, Linda was there covering Sunday. She said, you know, you had kind of said you're not a marketer, you're not selling this to your groups. Do you think tonight that you will make any sort of recommendation to the delegates, or do you think you won't have to do that?
Well, we always have some discussion before it goes to the floor. The issue is that we need to have a healthy debate about what goes on. This is the democratic process. This is a member-driven union. And I think it's hard for people to understand that process. So I expect the floor to have a very healthy debate about the pros and cons of suspending a strike, and also the pros and cons of what's in this tentative agreement. And if there's things they want us to look at more deeply, I'd be glad to explain those things to our members. I mean, so I think they have a lot of questions. They want to know answers. And again, this is all new territory. So it's going to take a while for people to feel comfortable. And I think that's what happened. People wanted to see the language. We provided them with language on Sunday. There have been meetings all over the city. I've seen people sitting under trees with copies of the language. And to me, having those discussions in the rank and file is so important. So that it informs the vote of the delegates.
Right. I guess I'm wondering if it's divided, if it's pretty evenly divided, and you're in a position where you think that's going to happen.
No, I've heard that before. No, I think that people were adamant about staying out until they had something, were adamant about staying out, and they have something. So now I think those people who were more worried about not having a chance to look at this and have a chance to talk with their members, because we do take democracy seriously, and I know that's frustrating for people, but in the end, it's ultimately a better way to govern a union, because then it's not top-down leadership.
Karen, there's been a lot of talk about mistrust aimed at the city and CPS. As this continues to go on, do you get any sense from, again, what you hear, what you're being told by delegates, that there is a certain level of mistrust aimed toward union leadership?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what it is at all. I think that we have encouraged healthy debate, and we have encouraged analysis. It was something that was never encouraged by union leadership before. And I think people misinterpret that, but, you know, it's unusual, and it's a better way to move the union where more people have something to say.
Hey, Karen, I'm wondering if you think that the injunction hearing scheduled for Wednesday will have any impact on tonight's decision as well.
I do not. As a matter of fact, if anything, I think it would push people in the opposite direction. If I've learned nothing more, the idea of the imposition of will from the mayor has actually had a deleterious effect. So my hope is that since the judge said that they would not make a ruling until Wednesday, that we're much better off.
Karen, thanks so much for checking in with us.
Thanks for having me. See you later, Becky.
Bye.
Karen Lewis is the head of the Chicago Teachers Union. Becky Vivi, one of our many reporters covering the Chicago